Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Pei Aleph. So tonight's shiur, first of all, should be zechus or for shlema for a couple of people who are in need of rachmei shemayim. Chaim ben Lea, Shlomo ben Reizel Kreincha, and Moshe Meir ben Doinath. They should all have a refuah shlema b'karv and the zechus of our learning tonight. In addition, it should be l'ulei nishmas Amar Da'aser here in West Hempstead, Mamish Tzadik, Shebet Tzadikim, probably one of the Lamed Vavniks, and a goin otzum, and just mamish, a huge sense of loss for the community, a personal loss for myself, for so many people, for Rabbi Yehuda Kelmer, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Dov Ber, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So the Shomer should have an aliyah from our learning tonight. Hopefully at the end we'll be able to connect an idea to Rabbi Kelmer. And also for Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia, Zecherna Levracha, a young boy, mamish, I think around 30 years old, from nearby in the five towns, who had COVID, and he was on a ventilator, and he was nifter today. So, still mamish crazy. Yudi, yeah. Sternfeld, I think, yeah. So the family should have tremendous nechama from this crazy tsar. He's just married guy, and wife's an almana now. Mamish crazy, really crazy. So should have. You know him? Wow. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. There's no words. The Shema should have an aliyah, and I was a chus of learning tonight. So Parshas Vayera, there's a lot to talk about in the Parsha itself, but as we've been focusing lately on trying to take a mitzvah from the Parsha, we're not there yet. Parshas Bo is when we start having a lot of mitzvahs. But Parshas Vayera, we already found a very strong connection, even though many Parshas beforehand did have a lot of connections as well. And the mitzvah I wanted to talk about tonight, and then at the end, hopefully just share over at least one beautiful divrei chizuk connected to the parasha as well, is the mitzvah of shelo la'onein. Mitzvah resh nun in the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of not doing tricks, sorcery. And it's very connected to our parasha, because our parasha, obviously, has a showdown between Aaron HaKohen and Moshe, and Paro and his Chartumim, and his sorcerers, and, then the Makos happen, and there's a whole, like, competition going on between, like, the Koichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Koichas Atoma in the world. And it's literally like a match, you know, you could do this, I could do that in the beginning, until obviously the Ribono Shalom shows who's boss. But this mitzvah, a slow saseh of, we'll have to understand what Onein means, what Shalola Onein means, is in Parshas Kedoshim itself, as the Pasuk in source number 2 tells us, Lo Sochlu al Hadam, Lo Sinachashu, Velo Sa'oneinu. Pasuk in Kedoshim, Perek Yitaz, Pasuk Avav, says that you shouldn't eat over the blood, and you shouldn't act on the basis of signs or lucky hours. Onein comes from the Lashon of Ona, a time, a period, a certain time. And we'll see that's part of the mitzvah, is not to do things that are specifically because it is a designated time, and to control and govern how you act and behave. So that's part of the Isser, but we're going to have to see also there's more to it. And as I said, so it's really Mamish this week's Parsha. It's not in it because we're not really discussing mitzvahs yet, but if you look in source number 1, in Parshas Va'era, Perek Zion, so Pasuk Ches tells us as follows, after Hashem goes ahead and basically talks to Moshe, tells him the redemption is here, and in the beginning of Eir, and they have, and Moshe refuses, and they have their whole give and take and back and forth. Finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe ve'Aaron lemor. Pasuk tes, ki yedaber aleichem paro lemor, tnu lechem moifes. When Paro speaks to you and he says, provide a sign for yourselves. V'yamarta aleichem kaches matcho ve'ashleich lifnei paro yiglusonin. And take your staff and cast it for Paro, and it's going to become a tonin, a snake, a serpent. Pasuk Yud, Vayava Moshe Ve'aron El Paro, Vayasuchen. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what happened. Kasher Tziva Hashem, as Hashem commanded. Vayashlich Aaron es Mateo Lefnei Paro, Lefnei Avada Ve'yilsonin. And they went ahead, and Aaron threw down his stick in front of Paro, and in front of his servants, and it became a serpent, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. What happens next? It's like, imagine, it's almost like entertainment here, you know? Vayikra Gam. That's how you understand it as like a little kid. You know, it's obviously much, much more going on than just a simple, competition of magic. But Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Vayikar gam paro lechachamim v'lamach Vilamach Shafim. Vayasu gam him chartumim mitzrayim bilahatehem kain. So Paran said, I can do the same thing. He got all his wise men, his magicians, his sorcerers of Mitzrayim, and they did the same thing. They throw down their sticks, they become snakes too. But Aaron's snakes end up eating up, or Aaron's stick ends up eating up their sticks. A very, incredible beginning, really, of what was going to unfold after this, and that being the Makos, really. Like, this is like the introduction to the Makos, almost. Where you have, like, supernatural, the way the Pshat reads, of sticks turning into snakes, and sticks eating each other, and the snakes eating each other. Mamish, like, things, you know, that are not, we can't just do on our own. I could raise my hand if I want, I could walk around, I could run. I can't just turn a snake into a stick into a snake and back to a stick. But that's what happens here. So I thought it was a very good connection to talk about this mitzvah in the context of our parsha of lo la'onen. So let's see what this mitzvah is exactly. So if you look in source number 3 in Rashi, on the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim where the mitzvah appears in the Torah tells us as follows. Rashi tells us as follows. V'lo se'onenu. Lashon onos vishaos. He says that it's a lashon of onos, which means times, vishaos, and hours. And he gives an example. She'omer yom ploni yafel haskel malacha, she'aplonis kasha lotzis. For example, a person says, such and such a day is a great day to start my work or my job. Or, this hour, such and such an hour, is unlucky to embark on a journey. So Rashi is telling us here that if a person just, you know, has a feeling that if I get to work every day at 9:22 a.m., it's going to be a geshmak day in the office, and I'm going to do really well, it's going to be an easy day, I'm going to make more money that day, and whatever my job is, that is this isser of shalalone, that you go ahead and you just choose, you think there's good luck with a certain time. Right, what's very, very fascinating is that people might think this way. And I'm sure there are people in the world that mamish start, like a habit starts happening and you see like a connection between a time, a day of the week, a certain, thing not to do at a certain time, and you start believing in the mazel and the power of that time period, of that day, of that hour. You know, I did well in the casino last week on Tuesday night. Tuesday night's my night. Every Tuesday night I'm going to the casino. I did well again this week. Every Tuesday, it's Tuesday night, it's not Hashem. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, what this Issa really is. What's very interesting also is if you think about it, there's one area brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, one time of the year that is where we do care about the time. The time does inform our behavior as Jews. And the halacha dictates so. Does anybody have an idea what I'm talking about? What time of the year does a Gemara, it's a famous Gemara, it's a famous song, the second half of the Gemara, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, where the time of the year goes ahead and actually changes the way that one would behave, or they should. Any ideas? A certain time of the year, the Gemara says specifically that this time is it good or bad? So the Gemara doesn't talk about Nitonach, but something like that, something in the Gemara, Mamashim Akur in the Gemara, Gemara in Tainis, at the end of Tainis, that talks about Av and Adar. Mishenichnas Av, Mimatim Besimcha, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. And then the Gemara goes ahead and says, great, you want to increase your sense of emotions and reduce them, that's fine, but the Gemara gives examples. The Gemara says that if you have a Beis Din with an Achri, you shouldn't go in Av, you should wait till Adar, because your mazel is better in Adar than it is in Av. Says the Ritva Nakamara, and many Rishon and Achronim discuss this. How does that work with Shalom La'onin? Here we have an Isser in the Torah. You can't go ahead and do things based upon a time. Time shouldn't govern how you behave. But we have an explicit Gemara which tells us that in Av, you shouldn't take risks, you shouldn't do dangerous things, you shouldn't go ahead and bring a Nachri to Beis Din, because why? Because it's a bad mazel. Re'a mazle for Yisrael during that time. Odar is bari mazle, it's a good time, so that's when you should do things. Says the Ritva, Ein Mazal Yisrael. What does this mean? Says the Ritva, it's true. Ein Mazal Yisrael, except for 2 months a year. That's what the Ritva says. There's 2 months a year where B'nai Yisrael, we do go by the time. And that's because the Torah told us to. Not because I decided that Tuesday night is a good night for Chaim Vesh. Not because Wednesday 9:22 is a good time. So this is very interesting. And it's important to understand also, this doesn't mean that if things go on sale at a certain time, you shouldn't buy them at that time. Right? If it makes sense because of the circumstances for that time to be result in an action, then great. If flights for the airlines go on sale on Tuesday, so it's not a bad thing to buy them on Tuesday because they go on sale on Tuesday. You know, you have to like realize when there's a logical connection or reason for something, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about a person just mamish, there's no connection. He just chooses this is the time and he thinks it's a good luck and he starts following it or it's bad luck. So let's now delve into the chinuch in this mitzvah. So if we look in source number 4, the chinuch in mitzvah reish nun shelo la'anin tells us as follows. Shelo la'anin, that you shouldn't, he calls it the practice of conjuring. It sounds very fancy. That you shouldn't do magic. You shouldn't do tricks. Shenamar v'lo so'oinenu. As the pasuk says, we quoted before in Yikidoshim. U'perish ha'inyin, k'mo sha'amr b'sifra, shehu lashon oina. The sifra, already, the medrash, is the one that says that it's connected to the lashon of oina, of a proper time. Klomar shelo nikva onos lomar sha'aponis tova lasos ba'maisa ploni, v'yatzliach kola oseh ba'oseh sha'a. Person shouldn't say that this time is a designated good time for me, so I'm gonna have good luck during that time, and I'm gonna do my actions during that time. And if I do my actions during this time of the week, a time of day, whatever it is, it's not going to be successful. That's what the fortune tellers tell you. That's what the sorcerers tell you. And this lav of lo la'onein, lo sa'oninu, is repeated again in Parsha Shoftim, so it's actually, it comes up twice in the Torah. Okay. Says the Chinuch. V'chlal lav ze, de ma'onein, amru chazal, shehu maisa achizas einayim, sheyasu b'nei adam. So before we get on to this, any ha'aras questions yet, so far? Okay. So now we're gonna actually go and understand this even a little deeper. Because, you know, maybe as a kid we thought times were like very, you know, this day is good for me, that day is bad for me, whatever. But it's much more far-reaching ramifications than just choosing a time. There's a lot more to it. Says the Chinuch that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he quotes in Samachem Beis, says that the Maisa of Achizas Einayin that people do is included within this Isser of Shelo La'onein. What is Achizas Einayim Sheyasu B'nei Adam? So he says, and he quotes the Gemara first, he says, Chazal tell us, Me'onein ze ha'ochiz es einayim. The Gemara defines Me'onein as that which grabs your eyes. That which literally grabs your eyes, it tricks you. It tricks your eyes. The inyan zehu min gadol me tachbula yichubar ele kalos hayad v'gvuras mihirasa achi edamla v'nei adam shiyasim eschabe einayim shel pela. And this, what it is, he says, is that it's an optical illusion. It's a type of trickery which combines basically a swiftness of the hand. Magic trick, right? Your hand moves fast and using it very like an intensely fast way until it appears to people that you're doing a wonder. Things that are beyond nature as people try to do. What does it sound like from this chinuch here? We got big problems if you want to, you know, have a magic show. And actually, I remember it was in the Young Israel. When did they have a magic show? I don't remember what the event was for. It was like last year sometime. There was a magic show in the shul, in the kiddush room downstairs for the kids. And the magician was from. And before he gave his show, and we'll see this in the Makaros, he actually said, nothing I'm going to do tonight is real. Everything I'm doing tonight is just a trick and a fake, and there's nothing I'm doing here that you shouldn't believe in any of it and think that I'm actually have any kochos, any powers. And I was like sitting, he's telling the kids this. It was less than chinuch for myself. I'm like, he's telling like 10-year-olds this. I'm like, you're really from, you know? He's like, he's following halacha. That's what he's doing. He's following a mitzvah. He's making sure not to violate an isser d'oraisa, potentially. Because that's what the chinuch says based on the Gemara. So he says, klomar dvarim shehu chutz min hateva. Things that, it seems like things that are really supernatural. People like to do this. You walk down boardwalks in certain cities, and there are fortune tellers. You know, one after the next, after the next, after the next. Sitting in this shop or this shop, you know, you pay a mind reader, you pay them the $50, $20, whatever it is, you get a card. And I remember as a kid seeing this, I thought it was really cool. I was like, whoa, that's really cool. You know, I'm a kid. What is the guy's gonna $20 is going to tell me what kind of midos I have, what kind of, you know, what my future is going to be. That's I don't know. I think I did it once or twice. Like I think I like, you know, walked in and like, all right, you know, one guy was $5. I'm like, for $5, you know, let's see what this is all about. But if you actually, I don't know if you're doing it, it's such a problem, if you believe in it. You know, if you actually think that there's koiches there, that there's power there. But the chinuch seems to be saying, even if you know it's fake, it looks like you're doing it. Meaning, you're not really doing anything fake. We know you're not doing anything that's real. It's still, that's achizas einayim. That is achizas einayim, shiyasu b'nei adam, is not just simply, literally, like the person thinking Harry Houdini made the person die and come back to life with like his hands, you know? But
in times of Chumash, none of those is fake. There was actual black magic. Oh. The Isser is still applied because you're ascribing greatness to that black magic.
Beautiful. Excellent. So we're gonna that's gonna be what we're gonna get to. That's the meat of this sugya, is trying to understand, you know, what happened to that. You know, is that true? And if it's true, and it seems to be true for many Gemaras, and from our Psukim in Parshas Vayera, the Chartumim did it. They did it in Mitzrayim. They made blood from water. So the Rambam, we're going to get to the Rambams, exactly. The Rambams vary as a whole discussion, as a group, we're going to get to it. But beautiful, that's exactly what it is. So let's continue on the Chinuch and move forward. So he says, Sheyichu Chevel, so he gives examples. You ready? Here's some magic tricks if you want to try them at home. They already existed at the time of the Chinuch. You take a rope, Biyasim Oso B'Knaf Bigdom Le'enei Anashim, you put it in like your pants or whatever, and you pull out a snake. Sounds like, you know, cool trick. You take off your hat and pull out a rabbit. Similar idea. V'chin yashlichu tabas ba'avir, or you throw a ring in the sky. V'achar kin yotziyo mi piyachot me'om dilfehem. When you go over to I walk over to Jeff and pull a ring out of his mouth. That's the examples. Mamish, like a magic trick. And people do that. That's a classic magic trick. I have a dollar, I rip it up, and then I go behind your ear and I'm able to pull it out. Okay. So he goes ahead and that's, he really talks about it in the context of magic because the Gemara does. And as Jeff said before, let's talk about the Mesharshei HaMitzvah. So what's the problem with this? Why is it so bad? Why is it so bad if it's real or if it's not real? And I just watch it and, you know, think it's, and I'm deceived by it to think it's really fascinating. What's the issue? So says the Chinuch, Meshar Shem Mitzvah, Masha Kasavnu, the Lav de Menachish. There's a separate Isser of Menachish. Menachish is a different type of tricking, saying that if this thing happens, then I will do this. That's a Menachish. It's a separate Isser also in the Torah. This varies of sorcery. And it's a Resha Mem Tes right before Resha Nun. So he says, the same that I said there, the Ode, and so let's just say what he says there. So he says, Meshar Shem Mitzvah there, Lefisha and Yonim Elahim Divri Shigon Vesichlus Gemura. These things are foolish. They're just lacking any sense of wisdom and anything. Ulam Kadosh Amita Asher Bachar Ken Hakel Lo Leos Lehem Shiyishu the Divri Sheker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and chose us to be his people, not to be involved in Divri Sheker. But Ochehim Sibel Adiach Adam Emunas Hashem Mitar Sakdosha. As was said, people can start believing in these things, and then they're turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like this is a siyag, Rabbi Rasner said this, a siyag le'emuna. It's a siyag le'emuna. If you start believing in times having mazel, in things having mazel, so you're not believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. So these yisurim are a siyag to make sure you have emuna, not to believe in other things. And these are even more practical. The shaila, is this really like, is this avodah zarah? Is this an abizrayu da avodah zara? Is it an extension and part of the greater category of avodah zara? And that could have nafkaminas as well. I don't think we're going to get to it tonight. For Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach are mitzdave in the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They can't do the seven mitzvahs. One of them is avodah zara. How does this interact with that? Is it part of avodah zara or not? But that's how far this issur really goes. If you look at the Rambam, And in source number 5, so he echoes the same idea as the Isser of Menachish, the reason for it, so that you're not drawn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Emunah and Hashem. And he says the same idea that it's you know, you might start thinking that this is, might make you a kaifer be'ikr v'akars nafsham, v'havenza. It's the Lashon of the Chinuch. The Rambam in source number 5 is really where the Chinuch gets, you know, his mitzvahs from. So I quoted the Rambam as well. And the Rambam says, "Ubichlal azar zu gam kein isur poel hachartumim." And he says, "V'loshen chachamim onin ze ha'ochis es ha'inayim." That this isur of onin again is the tricking of the eyes, grabbing the eyes. And if we look in source number 6, as Jeff mentioned, so the Rambam says here, "Asur onin afa pishlo asa maisa." Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, it's usher to do onen, and this Jeff, he's saying that Eloh Dio Osan Hakzavim Shelo Asa Maisa, you didn't do anything. There was no black magic, there was no sorcery, there was nothing really that happened. You just tricked somebody. That's a problem. It's usher. V'chula osim mipnehat stagninos v'chivan malachto. And if you follow the astrologers and what they tell you about how to behave, how to act, and based upon the astrology, that's also part of this, and you get Malchus. Fine. The Rambam that's really fascinating is in Halacha Tezayin, at the end of this parak in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. The Rambam says, "V'dvarim ha'elu kula divrei sheker v'chazav." These are all lies. There's no such thing. You think there's black magic? There is no black magic.
The Ramban argues, but it's, the point is still the same. It's whether you ascribe a greatness to it, whether it's real or it's not real.
Right. But that's a fascinating machlokas in and of itself. Meaning, is it real, right? Is there such a thing that a person can do something that's lamala min ateva? Or is only the Ribbono Shel Olam able to do that? How do you explain the Chartumim in our Parsha? How do you explain the Gemaras that discuss it?
That's what the Ramban says.
Right. So it's a big kash in the Rama. A big kash in the Rama. The Rama says it's a sheker v'chazav hein v'heim she'etu b'hen ovdei kochav makadmonim l'gari ratzos k'dei she'enu g'acharen. And the only way this came about is because the non-Jewish leaders wanted the people to follow them, so they tricks and people are attracted there. Right? Everyone loves a good magic show. So they went ahead and people followed it. V'ein roi l'yisrael she'em chachamim m'chuchamim l'ham sheikh b'havalim. And it's not fitting for Judah be brought out, drawn after this. Elu v'lo l'holos aliv sheyesh toilas b'hen. Shenamar ki l'nachash b'yakov l'kesem b'yisrael. Okay, so the Rambam says very, very clearly that all of this, nichush and onen, is all, it's all fake. Sheker, v'chazov, it's not real. But that seems to be a real issue with our parsha, which if you look at the psukim and the pshat, but the Chartumim, they mamish took a staff and turned it into a snake. And they turned blood. It's how do you understand this? How do you understand Gemaras that talk about these things that happened that are, you know, real, that really happened, and not just a trick? So, and if you look in source number 9, and really to see the Gra in source number 10 here, the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch in source number 9, Yoredei Hilchos Me'onin, Mechashe Simekufayin Tes, Sivvav says, Mishin Nashchu Akarav Mutter Lalchosh Olav. If someone's bit by a snake, you're able to do something. Use a charm,
yeah.
Make him feel better, or something. Try to use a charm to help him out. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you could do this charm. If somebody's bit by a snake and they're poisoned or whatever, they're in pain, they're hurt, so you can do something to help him. The afal pi she'ein hadaver mo klum, says the Shulchan Aruch, even though it does nothing, u'mesukonhu, and it's the u'mesukonhu etiru. So you don't go crazy. It's become what there. Says the Gra on this, the Afal Pi, quotes the Rambam. Says the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, Kol Habayim Acharav Chalku Ala. So he says the Rambam basically says, V'chein Kasev Perush HaMishnah L'Perek Da'ad Avos Chachavim. So he says, Aval Kol Habayim Acharav Chalku Alav, Sherei Harbe L'Choshim Nemru Gavamara, V'hum Nimshach Achar HaFilosifa HaArura. Says that the Rambam is against many, many others, and the Rambam was following the corrupt philosophers at his time. That the Rambam really, the philosophers were saying, I guess, you know, their philosophy, they're very rational people, and it's all fake. It's all fake. The Rambam bought into that, says the Gra. That's like a wild Gra to be able to say that about the Rambam. That they were, the Rambam was who nimshach achar ha-philosophy ha-arura. All these things, shadim, kmios, all of them, hakolu sheker, according to the Rambam, aval kvar hachloson al kodkoda. We hit him over the head. Shematina harbi masios be gemara api shemosuk shafim, because you find many mices in the Gemara. So the Gra already, you know, really, I mean, it's his lashon is really harsh against the Rambam. The Rambam at the end he says, that the philosophios hitosu berov lachal lefarish hagemara hakol b'derech halitziv la'akor osa mipashton v'chas v'shalom ein eini mamin b'hem v'lo mehem v'lo mehamonam. He says the Rambam mamish like was wrong. The Rambam bought into the philosophy at the time, and the Rambam was fooled. The Rambam was tricked. The Rambam was tricked into thinking that magic isn't real. But of course magic is real. It's in our Parsha, it's in the Gemaras. So, if you look, this becomes very lamaisa. Because we have magicians, and we have even more than, there are people who do magic tricks, whether you believe in them or not. I think today everybody would say no. Because we know that, you pay enough money, go to a magic store and buy them. But we know, I don't know much about like the real, Harry Houdini's and like that group of David Blaine, but they might be able to do something that looks, so real. But does anybody believe in it? I'm not sure. Maybe there are people. I don't think I don't, but I don't know. I don't think any of us do. No.
It's not even magic anymore. Even the best magicians now say it's about like human endurance, like David Blaine and things like that.
Yeah.
It's about testing the limits of the human body and things like that. They all say.
They all say, right. So even the magicians are now moida that there's no magic. Okay, good. So we have to understand it then. We have to understand what was the Rambam thinking? How do we understand the Rambam? How do we defend the Rambam against the Gra? Before we do that, if you just look in source number 7 and 8 to get one lamaisa piece out of this. So the Chachmas Adam in source number 7 talks about this, the Isser Monin, and he says, they would have comedians, tricksters, jokesters go ahead and do things at weddings as entertainment. Then it growing tashin shepilar over in belav daraisa. Says the Chochmas Adam, the Chai Adam, biggest posik of his time, that the people who have tricksters and magicians at their wedding are violating this Issa daraisa of Lo so'onin, and because they're doing achizah seinayim, basically, because they're tricking people. The mitzvah asos in oiver mishum lifnei iver, and the people who go ahead and see it are violating lifnei iver, they're making them violate lifnei iver, v'lachem mishe biyada limchos tzarech limchos. You gotta stop them, protest against it. Goshkin also listaka, can't watch this, lo sama aliman achios shosa, nearly the mutilus. It's okay to watch a good magic show by a non-Jew. So you have to hire the non-Jew to do the wedding, and to be the batlam. Says Ramosha Strombach in source number 8, and Ramosha has chuvas about this as well. I didn't quote them in here, but Salvechik had an opinion on it. But Ramosha Strombach was a very beautiful pshat, and I think it fit well with what I saw at the Young Israel at a magic show. Ladina nir shevadai iser gamar kishalom akir. If people don't recognize it's real, then it's aser. It's an iser gamar. Iser gamar. Akoponim ipnei maris ayin de kishuv. Aval imodia mefura she'ein ze kishuv rak chochma shekol echad yachal lom mutter. But if you tell everybody it's not real, and anybody can do this and learn it, you just have to know how to do it, then it's mutter to do it. So that's what the magician did. This is what the magician did. The Young Israel, for a magician, he went ahead and he said, everything I do is fake. It's not real. Don't believe in it. Don't be tricked. It's all fake. Aval choshani shema yiru ha'achizah seinayim v'lo yishmu ma'ashem afarish she'ein ze kishuv. He says, really, you should be machmir, because maybe you won't, you'll see it, and you won't hear what he says. Okay, but he says, as long as you go ahead, and, he has a heter here, if you make it very clear that this is magic, maybe the best way to do it is to teach the magic tricks, right? Magicians never show the tricks. Show them it's magic, show them how you do it. And then you for sure, don't have a problem, because then everyone's understanding exactly how it's being done. But how do we understand defending the Gra? And we'll wrap up with this and end off with a little Derech Chizuk. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in source number 11 on page 4. We'll say outside. Basically, Rav Yaakov says here is that the Rambam was not wrong. It's very hard to understand the Rambam this way, because this isn't the Rambam really, how he generally, I think, speaks, and he doesn't say this. You have to read into the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about his time, his day and age. Of course the Rambam in the time of Chazal, and in the time of the Chartumim in Mitzrayim, would say that there's real kishuf, that there's real sorcery, and it's not just tricking. And he has a whole idea that he develops, based upon different makaros, that it has to be real. Because when there's the greatest koichos of Tahara and Kedusha going on in the world, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is being megala himself to the world, to Bnei Yisrael, to the Mitzrim, to Paro, so the greatest kochos of Tumah also can come out. And those kochos of Tumah are black magic. Those kochos of Tumah are real sorcery. They're mamish, the malam and a tava things that the Chartumim and Mitzrayim were able to do. Only because the kochos of Kedusha and Taira that were going on in the Olam HaRuchni at the time existed on that level, so to counteract it, the kochos of Tumah existed as well. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that it must be then, by the Rambam's time already, didn't exist anymore. The Rambam was saying, now in my time, there is no such thing. Achiza Seinayim means mamish, just to trick the guy, and it's not real. But if Vadai, the Rambam would agree with the Gra and everybody else, that at the time, it's hard to say this because the Rambam doesn't say, and the Rambam doesn't, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't talk about, you know, what's going on in his time as opposed to what the halacha is Ladarus. It's very hard to go ahead and you know, the Rambam would make the chiluk himself. Why didn't he say it? Why didn't he say, you know, explain the Chartumim as, into his pshat? But this is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's idea, and it also, in the Emes Yaakov, if you think about it, it just shows you that when there's a great Yetzirah for something, a lesson just in Musa that comes out, then we know this. And wherever the greatest Yetzirah is in life, there's also the Koyach to be the greatest area of Kedusha. And we know that with our own Avodas Hashem, personally, I'm sure everybody in different areas and whatever it is for them, but whatever the hardest thing is also the best thing, you know, is the most Gishmak thing. So it's a Yesod in the way that Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, that those two opposites kind of, you know, coexist. But according to the way he explains it, Bizman Azeh, and of course Bizman Rambam already, there was no such thing as real magic, and it was all fake, but back in the time of Chazal, and the Gemaras that discuss it, it was real.
That's Pshat with Ein Mazal Yisrael. I mean, all these Pesukim about magic come right before, what's it called, Tamim Tiyah, right?
Yeah.
They're right before Tamim Tiyah.
Yeah.
So that's the point, is that even if they are real, whether they're real or not, the Kol Yisrael lives on a higher plateau.
Right.
Like Ein Mazal Yisrael, Tamim Tiyah, that, it's real, it's not real, it doesn't matter, we have something that's,
right.
That's higher than all.
We're above things. It. Even if it's real, you want to say, it doesn't
even
matter.
Real,
we're
high.
Not subject to it. It doesn't apply to us.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Yeah. It's certainly possible. So just to end off with, a different machshava. Rabbi Lesser one night this week, when he spoke to Yemech Ma'ariv, he mentioned how Rabbi Kelemer, one of the amazing midos that he had, and out of the avalanche of stories that have come out this week and the continuation that will continue to unfold of the tens, hundreds, and thousands of stories that will be mefarsim, it's you know I haven't as much. I've heard that Rabbi Kelemer was mamish ohev shalom and a rodev shalom like no one else. But I haven't heard so many stories yet how, but Rabbi Lesser spoke about that and said that when there would be a Shiloh that came to Rabbi Kelemer sometimes and there was a right answer of who was right and who was wrong, but it was a machlokes, Rabbi Kelemer sometimes didn't answer the Shiloh right then and there. He would wait a little bit because in the heat of the moment, but there's a machlokes and there's a fight going on, and yes, one person's right, one person's wrong. Rabbi Kelemer probably knew who was in the right and who was in the wrong. But Mipnei HaShalom, he wouldn't give the psak at that exact moment. He would say, let's diffuse the tension. I could say it, but he would know to try to diffuse the emotions, calm the tension down. And Mamela, things would just work themselves out. You wouldn't have to like get this one more angry at that one by saying he's in the right and he's in the wrong. Oh, time, right? Mashalo yase, what do I say? Shalos yase, hasechel yase azman. That which we can't work out ourselves, the time works it out itself. And that he heard that from Rabbi Kellerman many times. So just to conclude with an idea from the Parsha about this Midah, the beautiful Midah, the sterling Midah, Shalom, which is the Kli that's Machzik Bracha. So, if you look in source number 13, the Pasuk says, Vayiv varad ve'esh mislakachas v'socha barad kavei ma'od asher lo haya kamo v'chol eretz Mitzrayim me'az ha'isa l'gay. That there was hail, and there was fire flaming within the hail. And it was very heavy. There was mamish, but there was ice and fire together. They coexisted. It doesn't work. You put water on fire, it goes out. Says Rashi that was the nes. Nes besoch nes. It was a miracle within a miracle. Ha'esh v'tibari me'urvin. That the fire and the hail were mixed. V'abarad ma'imhu v'lasas retz and konam. Asa shalom b'neim. They made shalom. So you see this in like, it's a very nice Rashi. Very, very beautiful. The makas are going on. So I'm not going to be so impressed by fire and water coexisting. Obviously the makas. There's crazy things going on. But what's Rashi teaching us? Rashi's teaching us, and I heard this from my Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Konigsberg, Shalita, that Rashi is telling us that shalom isn't just the lack of fighting. Shalom doesn't just mean to be able to exist and not be in disagreement. Shalom means to coexist when you can't coexist, but to work together and to accomplish, to do something. And that's what shalom is. Shalom is a midah of not just trying to separate a fight and say, okay, just avoid each other and everything will be good. It might be the lowest level of shalom. But shalom is a much higher idea than that. Shalom is something you pursue to try to create a coexistence of tensions and make them work together to better each other. And that's what the Gemara in Yevamos tells us. A person who's not married, it's a pretty, harsh Gemara. People are single, unfortunately. But you see how important it is to get married, according to Chazal. You're not going to be happy, you're not going to have bracha, you're not going to have good. At the end, the Gemara keeps saying different things that you're not, that you're lacking in. If you're not married, it says, Rava bar ula amar below shalom. That you're not b'shalom. Really? Come on, if I'm single, I don't have to listen to my wife about what she wants and what I want and to get into an argument about who's right, then I'm at peace. You know, I get to go home and relax and do whatever I want. Nobody else is there to tell me what to do. I don't have to work anything out with anybody else. So what does it mean that a person who isn't married is below shalom? It's exactly this idea. If you're not married, and men and women are mamish polar opposites, and you can't go ahead and together coexist and work on a goal and on a mission and help each other, then there's no shalom. Living by yourself and not having that ability to do that is then just, it's nothing. It's not shalom. It's just, shalom is not just the absence of fight, but it's actually something that you go ahead and you create. And that's what we say also. We say in the bracha that in davening every day, Yotzer Or Uvar Echoshech Ose Shalom Uvar Yisakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ose Shalom. And it's similar to the same idea that your Yotzer, Hashem is Yotzer Or, Uvori Choshech. Choshech isn't just the absence of light. The discussion, what is Choshech? Is Choshech just light went away, or is Choshech a creation in and of itself? But in that bracha that we say, it's Yotzer Or, Uvori Choshech. That the Ribbono Shel Olam created Choshech. Choshech is a metzius in and of itself. Shalom also is Oseh Shalom. It's something you create. It's not just something that you know exists because there's a lack of fighting, a lack of tension. Something we can learn from the Makkah of Barad. Something that Rabbi Kelemer certainly lived in and exemplified in the greatest way and pursued with, I'm sure, many many incidents that were private. Because when you have shalom issues, those aren't the most mefarsim. You know, people don't go around talking about the fights they have with their spouses that maybe Rabbi Kelemer showed up for and helped resolve in probably the most calming, beautiful way and brilliance. But his neshama should have an aliyah. And thank you all for coming. You should have a beautiful Shabbos this week.